Why, hello there, my little soupies and my little love muffins from all around the big blue world. This is your hostess, Miss Tiffany Morgan, coming to you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the home of limestone and the home to me, Miss Tiffany Morgan. And she's wondering why does she have the spotlight on so brightly, because now her corneas are burning. All right, I guess we're just going to have to up with that the entire time. Sweeties, you're listening to Tiffany Morgan, drag queen, gardener extraordinaire here in Kingston, Ontario. And yeah, we have a really great program because, it's my 200th episode. My 200th episode of Breakfast with Tiffany. Breakfast with Tiffany started a long time ago. I don't even remember what year it started. I was the first podcasting drag queen of Canada. I started podcasting out of my one, what was it? It was quite a few homes ago before I bought the house. And it was definitely in my bachelor apartment. I remember someone giving me a microphone. It was a little handheld microphone, plugged it into the computer and started recording that on, what was it? Some sort of audio software, GarageBand. That's what it was called, GarageBand. And posting that, doing my own RSS feed as well, just typing that out by code. Yes, I did do that. Anyone who's into podcasting will know that. But it was a wellspring of podcasting. It was about the second batch of podcasters that I started podcasting. There was all these first podcasters. When podcasting first started happening, when the new iPod, the first iPod came out, and that you could then subscribe and download podcasts from iTunes. That's how podcasting started. A lot of people don't really know that. But yeah, I was did my own website, still do, coding all that stuff and putting it on. That's great stuff. And as I'm looking here, I'm like, I may be broadcasting on my Wi-Fi, so here's hoping. Things are okay. Here's hoping that things are okay. Anyway, Sweet Peas, yeah, 200 episodes started back in the day. Now here I am, you know, in Sweet Peas Studios, in my home, in my living room, coming at you both online on Tiffany.com, iTunes, Spotify, all that kind of stuff, and also on CFRC 101.9 FM and on CFRC.ca as I go into airplane mode on my phone just to try to keep the bandwidth wide open. But 200 episodes, I know, it's kind of insane. I'm calling it two seasons of it because there was the first season and then I took a hiatus and then I brought Breakfast with Tiffany back again, doing it online a little differently, broadcasting it live on my social medias and then putting it on as a podcast. So anyway, where am I going with that? What I'm trying to say is, Sweet Peas, what I'm trying to say is 200 episodes. However, this is going to be one of the final episodes with CFRC, 101.9 FM, excuse me. My last show with CFRC will be August 25th. And I'm just going to be, you know, exploring new avenues with the podcast. I was just going to explore some new avenues with the podcast. I restarted it as kind of a pandemic podcast, right? I was broadcasting that online, and then CFRC is like, oh my gosh, we want to pick you up because, they were in need of some content that people who could record from home and send it into them, and then they can play it on the airwaves and stuff. But things have changed quite significantly, and especially starting in September, there'll be all these new students because CFRC is a campus and community radio program. So there'll be a lot of new programs available. And I just feel like I need to move on. I'm going to tweak Breakfast with Tiffany. Who knows? It might just turn into a video podcast. I'm not too sure, but I'm thinking about it. As I say this, and there's like three people viewing. Oh, and my mom. Hi, mom. Hi, mom. I do love the live stuff, but now that people are going back into the offices and stuff like that, doing the live, yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a struggle, a little bit of a struggle. Hi. And again, you're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Miss Tiffany Morgan, on C4C 101.9 FM, but also on my podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Tiffany.com, those sort of places where you can find me. Yeah, check out my website. And I don't know where, I think I lost a bit of a voice last night because there was Drag in the Park event. I may have talked about it. I was very pleasantly surprised. If you see some of the photos on the social medias, like just go to my Instagrams and stuff like that, TYFFANIE Morgan. It's like, it was insane. So I get to the venue, to the park. It was in Confederation Basin on the back of Visit Kingston's patio there. That was our stage facing out into the park. And we created a Facebook event like a long time ago. And when I got to the venue like an hour earlier, one of the organizers was like, did you know that there was 700 people who marked as interested in coming to this event? And I was like, what? 700? Really? Oh my. And I was like, oh, well, that we're not going to get that tonight. But sweet peas, we got it. We got it. Someone did a preliminary calculation, and I can't remember if they said it was over 700 or over 800. I'll just go for the bigger number. It was over 800 people in attendance watching our little drag show fundraiser. Oh my gosh. It was so much fun. We had Sherry Ann Hex. We had Dare to the Femme. Co-hosting with me was Rowena Way and myself, you know, doing a drag show on the back of Visit Kingston's venue there. Oh, it was so much fun. And the audience just loved it. They just loved it. So PWA, People with AIDS Toronto, organized this massive fundraiser called Friends for Life Bike Rally. They ride from Toronto to Montreal, and they get sponsors, fundraise that way. It's a huge, huge endeavor because you have more than just the cyclists. They cycle. I know they keep saying bike, but I'm like, they cycle on two cycles, pedaling away, because some people get bikes, like, mix up with, like, you know, the hogs and stuff like that, or dirt bikes or something, versus, oh, thank you. You looked gorgeous. Oh, thank you. Thank you. They stop in Kingston to, you know, spend the night sort of thing. They stay in at Queen's University in the residence. They get a bed for the night and stuff like that instead of camping. Anyway, so it's more than just a cyclist. It's also, there's also, for like, for every cyclist, there's like another volunteer with totes with all their camping gear and food and water and all that kind of stuff, driving in these cube vans and stuff. It's a huge endeavor. So they stop in Kingston, and we try to, you know, show them a good time sort of thing. There were quite a few drag shows. Drag shows have been going on for the PWA for a while now. But in the last, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years sort of thing, it's been getting more community involvement. So Trellis, HIV AIDS Community and Care, the old HARS, and they've just rebranded because they're much bigger now than what HARS was. Anyway, so they are also deeply involved as well with this drag show and events, and also with the Friends for Life Bike Rally. They're very involved in that too. So they were their presence. Volunteers were collecting donations. I don't know how much money they were raised through the show, but I think when it comes to fundraising, it's A, about, you know, getting some money, but also it's more about getting people out and interacting and learning about the cause. So when you have like 800 people, and we're on the microphone talking about Trellis and PWA and also Tourism Kingston. Thank you, Tourism Kingston, for allowing us to take over your office and use you as a stage there. So thank you so much. It's just a really great opportunity, and it was an all ages show. So we got all the kids out. We got all the kids out. It was so much fun. So much fun. I was in such a kind of doldrums kind of mood for like days before, and that definitely, you know, when you put on some makeup and you dance on the stage and stuff like that, yeah. Yeah, you kind of like get out of that. You get out of that terrible mindset, and you're just like, yeah, this is so much fun. Hello from Portugal. Hello from Portugal. So it was a lot of fun last night. If you attended, thank you. I got some Instagram followers, not as many as Rowena Way, but anyway, we got some Instagram followers. That's the key. There's more shows coming up, and let's just talk about that right now. So there's lots of drag shows going on in and around Kingston. Go to dragshow.ca. Dragshow.ca, your source for drag shows in and around Kingston. And as I say that, I don't even have dragshow.ca up and running right now, but I can tell you off the top of my head that during the Fringe Festival, which is going on right now, Hillary Yes, part-time everything. Hillary Yes, we've had Hillary here on this program. Funny, comedian, drag queen, unhinged, part-time everything herself, Hillary. She has like a one-woman show at the Kingston Grand Theater. Go check out, you can buy tickets from the Kingston Grand. You can go to dragshow.ca for details about that. It's at the top of the listings because she's doing these shows. It's like two weekends, a couple weeks sort of thing. You know, check that out. There's upcoming dates. August 11th, 13th, 14th. We have tickets for this weekend. When did I buy tickets? August 13th, that's right. I'm looking at the tickets now. Rowena Way and I bought tickets for the 13th. So if you're like, oh, let's go when the stars go out. other shows that are happening in Kingston, Are You Daft? Drag Show at Daft. I'll be there. Hillary Yes will be there too. Rowena Way, August 12th at Daft Brewing. Get your tickets today. And, Universe is also there. Sunny Rays, who is now Mr. Thousand Islands Pride, is going to be there too. That's going to be a great show on the patio. I haven't looked at the weather, so here's hoping for clear skies and cooler temperatures. Oh my goodness, six sweepies. Thank goodness for this cool air that moved in. Oh, I was dying. August 19th, Stephanie Prince is coming to town. Buy your tickets. It's at the Four Point Sheraton, so definitely cooled air-conditioned space. So that's August 19th. That's a Friday night. I'll be there, as well as some other amazing performers. August 20th, Beers for Queers is having a drag event with Peaches. Then there's also Mimi Osa Presents Off the Record, Future Nostalgia Encore. If you missed her first performance of this, you can get tickets for August 23rd at Stone City Ales, and that's Mimi Osa. That was a really great performance, by the way. I really enjoyed it. It's something different. It was something different, and I loved that. August 26th, there's Bingo with Rowena Way out in the county in Wellington. On August 26th, goodness sakes, I know there's another show at Adega. Let's click on the more events here. So Adega Queers and Wines Night on Saturday, August the 27th, featuring Rowena Way and Tiffany Morgan. I guess we're doing bingo, but we'll be doing some drag too. So check that out. And then we get into September. There's so many other things going on. So just go to dragshow.ca. That's dragshow.ca. Any shows in, oh, there's a question. Any shows in September in Kingston? Yes. Yes. They are yet to get me some posters, but I believe, well, in Gananoque, I think it's the first Saturday, which may be the third, Daredevil Femme is doing a drag circus burlesque show in Gananoque at the theater. At the theater. And Royal Theater. Royal Theater. There's also going to be another DAF show. I have yet to get the details. I think I'm in it for the Friday, September 9th. Friday, September 9th. So, yeah. We don't really announce very well ahead some of these shows. So I try my best to get them onto dragshow.ca. Sweepies, again, you're listening to Tiffany Morgan, Drag Queen Garner Extraordinaire here in Kingston, and this is Breakfast with Tiffany. So speaking about Breakfast with Tiffany, did you know I'm trying to grow the heaviest tomato? Not in the world, just heavier than Carson Arthur, than Carson Arthur's tomatoes. Not Carson Arthur, but his tomatoes. Can I share a little slide deck here? Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, who can grow the heaviest tomato? So, Sweet Peas, if you're growing tomatoes and you're growing like monster-sized tomatoes and you're picking them, make sure to take a photo of them on a scale, on like a kitchen scale, for instance, and add it to your socials, hashtag grow with pride, because, you know, the heaviest tomato could win a prize. So there's two things about this who can grow the heaviest tomato contest. So I challenged Carson Arthur early on in the season. I don't know when it was, like March or something. I challenged him that between the two of us, who can grow the heaviest tomato? Who, between him, TV Gardener personality, and Drag Queen Gardener, who can grow the heaviest tomato? I challenged him. And so far, I'm not too sure where I am now in the game. I'll tell more about that. But anyway, so if I win, we're going to do some online karaoke for you to listen to. And that would be in September. If he wins, I'm doing a drag show on a patio in the county. So I'm not too sure. Anyway, I still believe in that I can win. I still believe I can win. Although I'll show you this little incident. But if you grow the heaviest tomato and, you, like I said, you do the hashtag grow with pride and all that kind of stuff and you live in Ontario, you know, post that before. I think we're going to call it like quits for the long weekend of September, the first weekend of September. So, yeah, you could win. You could win a Craftsman Prize, Craftsman Canada Prize, up to $850 of Craftsman tools and stuff like that. That sounds like a lot of fun. So, get your garden scales out there, get a tomato, take a photo, see how heavy it is, hashtag grow with pride. Oh, Rowena Way is just, another person is just popping in here, and they're like, oh yeah, September. Yeah, there's the open stage September 7th, which is the first Wednesday of every month, open stage at Grad Club, Alyssa Edwards, after party, September 18th. Yes, I forgot to add that. That's been advertised for a while. I forgot to add that onto dragshow.ca. And September 22nd show, September 24th. There's lots of shows. I've yet to put them on to dragshow.ca. Thank you for adding that information to our channel here. We appreciate that. Let me get into tomatoes. This is my 200th episode, and what am I going to talk about? Tomatoes. I'm going to talk about tomatoes and past drag shows and stuff. I'm not going to change it up. I'm not changing it up. Sweet Peas, I hold in my hand what I was hoping was going to be the prize-winning tomato. It may still be the prize-winning tomato. I don't have a kitchen scale to weigh this on. I just ordered it yesterday. It'll arrive in like a week. So hopefully this thing will still be alive. Not turn to mush. But it's, this is my 13-inch around tomato that I posted some videos on Instagram of. So I, for the viewers out there, you may notice that they're I don't know if you can tell with the camera. I got the light on a little too brightly. But Kingston growers, Kingston, Ontario growers in downtown Kingston, you know the pillage, the outrage of the local squirrel population. It's just outrageous. The squirrel population is booming in downtown Kingston, and those squirrels are hungry. They are hungry, and they are doing some really crazy things out there. So quite often I'm, you know, looking and listening to my neighbors, and they're talking about how, you know, they lost all their flower heads, like the tulip heads were nicked off, or even sunflower heads or whatever. And it's the squirrels. It's the squirrels. They're just chewing at things that they really shouldn't be chewing at. I even had a squirrel who chewed on a Ricinus. I don't know if it, Ricinus, the castor bean. Who knows if that squirrel is still around with us today, because it is a toxic plant. They were leaving my tomatoes alone. They, like the few tomatoes that I have in pots on the back deck in the open, they were leaving them alone until recently. So they chewed the stem on this tomato. They chewed the stem that attaches to the tomato plant. This tomato was still hanging, but they chewed the stem and killed the stem. So that tomato stopped growing. It stopped growing. I was like, well, we better just cut it off now. Because if I don't, it's just going to, well, it would ripen in the sun at least. But it's not growing. It's not going to get any bigger because it's not getting any nutrients from the plant. Those squirrels chewed on it. At first, I was like, oh, squirrels. And then I was like, well, maybe the tomato's too heavy for the vine. Maybe it was tearing away from the vine. But no, all my dahlias right around it, all their heads were cut off as well, laying on the patio, laying right on the deck, these flowers. So I was like, okay, And they also, there was another tomato right beside it, and they did the same. This one's ripe now, though. But then they started eating the bottom of it. So clearly, yeah, I guess I have not heard of squirrels liking tomatoes. But apparently, there's so many squirrels that they just need to eat. They just need to eat. So I'm not too sure, Sweet Peas. I was already thinking about building some sort of apparatus to support the tomatoes so that they don't tear away from the vine. It's not a vine, it's a plant. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So that they don't tear away, and also maybe to protect them from the squirrels. Clearly, I should have done that for this one. It hurts that I was like, oh, this tomato's growing big and strong. It could have been the winner. It may still be. Who knows? I will weigh it. I will take a photo and weigh it. So it may still be the winner. But yeah, I'm going to, I found an old pair of nylons. I think I'm going to wrap the nylons around the remaining tomatoes that haven't been touched outdoors. The tomatoes in the greenhouse are safe. The squirrels have not gone in there, but I think I'll wrap make a little kind of basket or something like that and hold the tomato up, but also protect it from the squirrels. maybe it wasn't the squirrels. One of my listeners just chatted in here. Did Carson sneak over and clip it off, asking for a friend? Sabotage? Really? Do you think Carson? He doesn't know where I live. He does. Who am I kidding? But could it be sabotage? Is he the villain? I have squirrel feeders, and they seem to keep away from my plants. That's awesome. yes. Yes, I don't feed the squirrels. I don't want to encourage population increasing of the squirrels. I feed the birds, but only in the springtime when they're migrating back up and when there's very little food for them. That's the only time I feed the outdoor animals. because I don't want to encourage wildlife. Well, I want to encourage wildlife to be wild. I don't want them to be artificially inflated with me feeding them year-round sort of thing. But yeah. But if you want to feed the squirrels, go ahead and feed the squirrels. I don't know. It's one of those. Do you not? You either are for or against, really, kind of, especially in downtown Kingston, because the squirrels are very, as a homeowner, they are terrible. as you well aware, I had a squirrel snuck in here and did massive destruction. But they do massive destruction on homes and businesses outside the homes and stuff like that. I've heard of, you know, people paying $2,000 to get squirrels out of their attic, the damage that they do. So I don't want to encourage them. They are a rodent. I don't want to encourage them. But they are cute, though, too. When they look at you with their dark little soulless eyes. When they're like, blink, blink, blink. What? What? You didn't want me to chew off your tomato? Blink, 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 blink. But yeah, so I don't know why I went down that diatribe. I don't know why I went down that diatribe. But I also have all these little plants. I have to do a pop-up store at some point, so please follow me on my social medias. I have this Alocasia Regal Shield. I have some of these babies. I have some colocasias as well. I have to do a little plant sale. So please follow me on my socials. You can find all my socials by visiting my website. I have links from my website to the socials. So tiffanie.com, that's TYFFANIE.com. Check out Facebook. I'll probably create an event on Facebook. And there may be, you can add events on Instagram now. Ooh, I might be doing that then too. Who knows? But we'll probably do a little pop-up in my driveway again, trying to sell some of these plants, and we can chat tomatoes. We can chat gardening. But yeah, look forward to that in the coming weeks if I find some time for all these drag shows that are going on. But yeah, sweet peas, 200 episodes. I didn't get any, I didn't get any gardening questions. I didn't get any, comments or congratulations for my 200th episode. Doing this 200 times, like, wow, hello. That's an achievement. That's an achievement. but I really do look forward in the future, to changing things up. But hopefully making it much, much better. Much better. Much better. And yes, and please do subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, iTunes. You find all the links on my website, tiffanie.com. And yes, sweet peas, you know, I'll keep dreaming about gardening. Now that it's cooled down, I'll finally be able to get a few more of the gardening chores done. Because it wasn't happening last weekend. No. It's too hot. It's too hot. But sweet peas, it's that time. I give you my love. Mwah. You stay safe now, and happy gardening.